With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Mideast conflict is showing no signs of cooling off. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on Iran and Israeli airstrikes.
An Iranian missile hit the main hospital in southern Israel. Windows were blown out. Heavy black smoke could be seen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the site.
They're targeting civilians because they're a criminal regime. They're the arch terrorists of the world.
At Soroka Medical Center, Dr. Dana Brayman says patients considered helpless had been moved underground Monday.
This morning, we understood how lucky or how smart was this decision.
Israel, meantime, carried out an attack on a heavy water reactor in Iran. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump says he's not itching to start a war with Iran.
I'm not looking to fight, but if it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, you have to do what you have to do. Maybe we won't have to fight.
Meanwhile, the president says he will decide within the next 2 weeks whether to strike Iran. He still sees a substantial chance the negotiations can achieve U.S. and Israeli demands on Iran's nuclear program. At a hearing titled Unfit to Serve, Senate Judiciary Committee member Eric Schmidt says it's important to uncover what was going on in the Biden White House.
President Biden was mentally unfit to carry out the responsibilities of the most powerful office in the world. Given his mental incapacity, the American people deserve to know who was running the country the last 4 years.
Nearly 6 months after Joe Biden left the White House, Senate Republicans are still scrutinizing his presidency. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee brought in three witnesses on Wednesday, none of whom served in the Biden administration, to scrutinize his time in office, arguing that Biden, his staff, and media must be held accountable. This is SRN News. A baseball star subverts the LGBT agenda.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are celebrating Gay Pride Month and recently sent the team out onto the field wearing caps with a rainbow logo on them. Pitcher Clayton Kershaw responded by using a magic marker to write the words Genesis 9, 12 through 16 right next to the logo on his cap. Those verses describe how God established the rainbow as a marker of his covenant with Noah and all living creatures on earth after the flood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion funding across the U.S. is drying up 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. An initial surge of donations has subsided. Scores of clinics have closed down, and abortion advocates predict that federal policy changes will result in more shutting down. On the other hand, a majority of abortions in the U.S. are now carried out using pills, and abortion groups are working hard to provide them to women, especially in pro-life states. This is SRN News. A SpaceX rocket explodes in Texas.
A SpaceX rocket being tested exploded Wednesday night in Texas, sending a fireball into the sky. SpaceX says its Starship experienced a major anomaly around 11 p.m. Wednesday while on the test stand. It was getting ready for the 10th flight test at Starbase, Elon Musk's SpaceX launch site on the southern tip of Texas. SpaceX says there was no danger to nearby communities and it's asking people to stay away from the site. Audio courtesy of Andrew C. of Rocket Future. I'm Donna Water.
Some segments of the U.S. restaurant industry don't support President Trump's proposal to eliminate federal taxes on tips. They say it would help too few people and obscure bigger issues in the way tipped workers are paid. The House included it in a tax cuts package approved last month. More details at srnnews.com.